The report's formal name is Profile of Performance 2008-2009. It's big. One posted version is nearly 300 pages and stuffed with data. The No Child Left Behind Act's annual yearly progress report is just one of a half dozen sources. Monday night, district staff presented the Anchorage School Board with a rapid-fire, slide-a-minute PowerPoint presentation that lasted an hour. The profile of performance measures how well district students did academically compared to six goals the school board has set. Three other goals measure customer satisfaction, parent-guardian involvement, and workforce diversity. The first two showed mixed results. The last is up. As for academics, Mike Henry, executive director of high school education, pointed out two areas of report card success.
I hope in all of the statistics and all of the numbers, we don't lose the fact that our dropout rate is down and our graduation rate is up. There's a trend you can take to the bank.
Board member Jeannie Mackey appreciated the victories, but was equally troubled by several pockets of failures.
While certainly we have a lot of successes in here, there's still a lot of it that's hard to swallow. Some of these successes with writing and science, that all looks great, but one of the things that, you know, none of us want to see is that the achievement gap widened. That's hard to take.
The achievement gap measures how various groups, such as African American, Alaska Native, economically disadvantaged, limited English proficiency students, did in the various academic categories like reading, writing, mathematics, and science. Mackey's concern was a common one Monday night, shared by district staff, administration, and the entire board, including board president John Steiner.
Massive amounts of data, and I appreciate all the effort that's gone into this. It was frustrating for me to see that in many grade levels and in many of the topics, whether it's a certain reading or whatever, you'll see one subgroup that they actually did significantly better, and at the same grade level, a different subgrade level actually did worse. Now, how can that be?
Despite its bulk and detailed data, the profile of performance offers no immediate answers as to why science scores in the upper levels, for example, have risen but fallen in kindergarten through fourth. But Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como says, used properly, the report can be a crucial tool in finding those answers and ultimately improving academic performance across the district.
The schools will be really continuing to analyze their data to see where they're strong and where they're weak. And then I would hope the curriculum folks really look at them also to see what schools are really strong and what kind of strategies they're using. And I realize the whole poverty issue can be rolled in there. But regardless of that, I think it's really important where you've got success or you see some schools making great strides, then what are they doing? Because that's really the way it gets better is school by school.
The Anchorage School District has posted the 2008-2009 Performance Profile Report on its website in several overall district-wide renderings, as well as by individual school listings. To find this year's district report card to the public, look on the right side column of the district's homepage for the Profile of Performance tag, which then takes you to past and present reports. The 2008-2009 report is in the upper right-hand corner of that page. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.